Good afternoon and welcome to CTT's announcement of the partnership with DHL for e-commerce in Iberia. Mr. João Bento, CEO of CTT, and Mr. Gui Pacheco, CFO of CTT, and Mr. João Souza, CEO of CTT, will present this partnership. Please note that this conference is being recorded. For the duration of the call, your microphones will be disabled. However, analysts will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the presentation. To do so, simply click on the button to raise your hand and we will give you access to the microphone. If you are dialing from a phone line, press star 9 to raise your hand and star 6 to unmute yourself. I will now turn the call over to Mr. João Bento. See you.
Hello, good morning, welcome for joining. Thank you for joining. It's been an interesting week so far, with yesterday's announcement and this and today's one. I will very briefly introduce what brings us here today, and then we'll move immediately to Q&A. So we're talking about the partnership with DHL in Iberia, aiming at fueling growth for both companies in e-commerce logistics. And we're talking about DHL e-commerce, which is the DHL division that covers the business segment that we are developing. A couple of highlights. It's for CTT a transformational milestone in our route to become a full-fledged e-commerce logistics player, which is the way we like to present ourselves to the market. The JV aims at developing a leader in Iberia with more than 1.25 billion euros in revenue estimated for this year and the daily capacity above 1 million shipments. It will bring access to additional cross-border both import and export flows, originating from DHL's bet in consolidating the defined products market. This provides indeed a very good opportunity for our customers in Iberia to place their products globally through DHL, but also for DHL to provide a competitive last mile offer in Iberia. The combination of a very strong brand with a very competitive B2C operation, that CTT has in Iberia, will fuel penetration in large Iberian accounts. And of course, we provide a full suite of intercontinental offer, even more so after the announcement of the deal with Cacesa. DHL B2B business in Iberia represents roughly 30 million euros a year, 75% of their total sales. They are indeed mostly a B2B company, and it will enable a natural source of diversification for, given that CTT is, as you know, primarily exposed to B2C. So very complementary also in the market segments that each one provides. And in fact, we have optimized from an operational perspective, B2B in their case, B2C in our case. A couple of highlights in terms of financials. The implicit valuations are aligned with transaction multiples and DCF of both companies. CTT Expresso being valued at 482 million enterprise value, whereas DHL Parcel Iberia at 106 and DHL Parcel Portugal at 12 million euros. We have also included some what we call value levers for both CTT and DHL that were not included and captured in the enterprise value. And this has a net amount of 15 million to be paid by CTT in favor of DHL. So their value levers had a higher value than ours. A cash contribution from DHL for this phase of the partnership amounts to 69 million euros, assuming a debt-free, cash-free situation. And finally, post completion of this transaction, CTT will have a leverage ratio measured by net debt over EBITDA below 2x. This represents, as you might guess, and some of you already reported, a significant value creation opportunity. with strong value creation for shareholders through visible synergies that we are guiding at over 35 million euros run rate at EBIT level. And also, the proposed transaction structure aligns incentives to execute the business plan and protects CTT from the execution risk in the sense that we have given to each other options to grow our presence in our minority stakes, and that is dependent on significant achievements that need to be executed in terms of business plan. Finally, what would be the next steps? The transaction is subject to customary closing conditions, including applicable regulatory approvals, mostly competition ones. The transaction is expected, therefore, to be closed already in the second semester of next year. And both CTT and DHL will grant each other, as I said, options to increase in the future their mutual shareholdings in the respective companies up to a stake of 49%. So, very briefly, this is where we stand. You have been given the presentations and the press release, and we would now be open for questions of your choice. Thank you.
So we will now take our first question from Filipe Leite from CaixaBank BPI. Please go ahead. Your microphone is enabled.
Good morning. So I have four questions, if I may. First one regarding synergy, the amount that you mentioned. If you can give us more visibility on how do you expect to reach this level of synergies? If you expect to be more on revenue side or on cost side, and in what segments, and also why do you say in the release that you expect an equal split of these synergies with DHL, when in theory you will have a higher relative share in the combined business? So you are saying that you will split equally the synergies, but as far as I can understand, combining both business, you will have a higher share on combined business. Second question on yesterday acquisition, Cacesa, that I understood it will be performed by CTT Expresso, and if this is correct, if it will be done with debt at CTT Expresso level, or the new shareholders, in this case CTT and DHL, will do any equity contribution post the JV is created. Third question on EBIT margin and why the operations of DHL have a so lower EBIT margin when compared with the CTT operations. And last one, just to, if there is, if you can tell us if there is any kind of pre-agreement regarding dividends or results distribution to the partners, in this case CTT and then DHL Group.
Philippe, we were not listening to you out of technical problems when you delivered your first question. Would you please repeat the first question?
Due to technical problems, we are not being able to hear Philippe, but maybe António Seladas from AS Independent Research, please go ahead. Your mic is enabled.
Okay, I think that now it's okay. So, okay, good morning. So I'm not, well, I hope that you answer to Philippe's questions, so I'm not going to place some questions. So I have just two. First of one is if the Spanish team that was in charge of the turnaround Spanish operation, your Spanish operation, will remain in place. So that is the first question. I'm assuming that it will remain in place is because he agree with the operation. And the second question is still related with, I have some difficulties to understand why are you partnering with a business that is B2B with, well, basically a company that is mainly performing on B2B that just missed the B2C, which is Unbelievable. Then why are you so keen to partnering with a company that is in a very low or negative growth business with a very low margin? So, and that's some time after the deal that you announced yesterday, which seems really a positive deal. You are going to split this result profits with a partner that is a low the low performer partner. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonio. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So the Spanish team first, we are very proud of our execution in Spain, and the role of the Spanish team is of course an important facet of that. And when we arrange how governance will proceed from now on, because it has also something that we are going to do together with our partner, that will be taken into due consideration. But we are very, very happy with them, and therefore that somehow should partly at least answer your question. Coming to the second one, I think that you probably will need to look a little bit better to what has been communicated. This is a company. First it's the smallest but the fastest growing division of DHL Group. DHL has decided that cross-border e-commerce is the main trend for the next 10 years. So they are in line with our positioning to be and to affirm ourselves as an e-commerce logistics player. And they have actually a very poor performance in Iberia recently. Mostly because they have a B2B operation that has been how do you say has suffered significantly from the fact that they did not succeed in setting up a B2C operation as efficient as it should be. And this is why the matching is so interesting. Is very interesting for us for a number of reasons. In terms of revenues, because we are hedging concentration to Chinese-based e-commerce and large clients e-commerce like Amazon and the Chinese e-sellers with a totally different and more scattered and diversified customer base. Then we are going to have new volumes that DHL will import to Iberia that up to now was not interested in importing because they were not efficient enough, and therefore they were not seeking to have more volumes. Now we'll have the full sales, international sales, global sales team of DHL feeding Iberia with new volumes. And that in itself will represent a significant top line synergy. And on the other hand, we are very concentrated on B2C, and there is a huge market on B2B, and for similar reasons, we do not seek more B2B because we know that we are not operationally efficient in doing that, and they are. And so this is a joint venture. This is in fact a specialized joint venture, in the sense that they do what they will keep doing what we can. And we will be doing what we do better. And the same, so I mentioned, of course, bringing global accounts delivering in Iberia through us. But the same applies for Iberia because we have now an amazing global last mile delivery offer through them. So, in fact, we believe that our salespeople will be able to sell more DHL global exports than they do, because we have very large and very significant sales teams in Iberia, and we didn't have a product. So it is out of complementarity, commercial and operationally, that this makes sense. And this is why a good part of us moving forward, value created moving forward, is associated with synergies. Because there is a level of complementarity that is not very common.
Can you split the synergies between the two joint ventures? So between what will be on CTT Express and what will be in the DHL?
It should be, I would say, generally speaking, similar for both entities. Also half and half, if you prefer,
Okay.
roughly, in rough terms.
Okay, so okay, thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from João Safara from Santander. Please go ahead. Your microphone is enabled.
Can hear me, and I'll go with my questions. So I mean, going back to the synergies, and it's I mean, just if you could elaborate a bit more on that. I mean, when we think about off synergies for you, and also, I mean, first how this would be in terms of what part of the synergies are revenues and what part are costs, and how also this would break down between both DHL and CTT, and if we think about, I mean, CTT's volumes going forward, when should we start seeing this? I mean, let's say that the transaction is concluded in the second half of 25, and probably, I mean, we will only see relevant volumes going into 26, but how would do you expect the let's say the ramp up will be from 2026 onwards, in terms of your volumes, or at least what we are going to see in your, I mean, in your P&L. This in terms of synergies. Then, regarding the acquisition of CACESA, just a question on, I mean, on the strategic rationale here, and if you are concerned. I mean, my understanding is that CACESA is very exposed to Chinese imports, as you are as well, in Spain, which, if there is a big client overlap, don't you think there's a risk of this client moving to another provider? And so in the end, CACESA plus CTT is not exactly 1 plus 1, but it would be less than that. Because clients would move to go to another provider, and so just wanted to understand what you think about that, and also regarding the acquisition of CACESA, and then the implications for the deal with DHL. I'm assuming that all of the amounts that you were mentioning are before CACESA, and so they will not they're not relevant at this stage, because eventually DHL will have to pay more, because they're not only paying for the CTT Expresso today, but for the CTT Expresso plus CACESA. So CACESA, sorry. So if you could also elaborate a bit on that, and then just finally on the multiple that you've mentioned on the CACESA acquisition. So I understand this multiple is assuming an EBIT before, assuming an EBIT with IFRS 16, which is not the case for what is currently, what was in the presentation, which was the 20 million euros. So if you just could just help me to understand the KPIs there. Thank you.
Okay, João, I hope you can hear me.
Yes,
Well, I will start with your with DHL and CACESA, how the business or the deals interlink each other. So basically, and I think it's quite simple, DHL will have the option to enter CTT Express with CACESA within its perimeter in the same terms that CTT bought CACESA plus expenses. They need to run their internal processes because the transaction run in parallel, and they were not aware of this until we were announced. So they need to be doing their internal process. The general aim among the parties is to keep it within the perimeter, but they need to run it on their side. If they agree, it will be on the terms that we bought CACESA plus the expenses associated to the deal. On the first, on synergies, let me try to elaborate a little bit, because in my view there are three sources of synergies. It's the revenues, the cross-border revenues of us accessing these both inbound and export flows, non-Asian ones, right? So please remind that DHL has the biggest cross-border intra-European network, and that is almost as valuable within Europe as the flows from China, and it's something that we want to access. And the JV will have better conditions to access that, as João explained, that right now, because they have a B2B specialized network, they cannot be competitive with last mile costs for B2C in Iberia. So the other stream of synergies comes from this idea of specialization, right? So the two companies are highly complementary in the networks they have, in the customers they have. And it will allow for each one to focus on the right segment, because the last mile costs are highly linked with the profile of the volumes that you move. And having hybrid networks as DHL has right now is detrimental to profitability. So with having each network delivering the right kind of volumes will be incremental in terms of synergies, and that is the second stream of synergies, operating synergies, that will be mainly on the DHL Iberia side, because it's where we see the efficiencies coming. Then the third lever, it will be in the DHL Portugal integration. As you know, we will be acquiring the business. And as you can understand, we'll be leveraging their capabilities on B2B because they are better than ours. And that in itself is also an opportunity. But we'll merge the operations in B2C. And with that, we'll have the third flow of revenues. Because of the relative size of things, revenues and Portugal should account more or less to 50% of the synergies that will be in our side, and operational synergies mostly on DHL Iberia. That is much larger than the DHL Portugal. That's why we have this imbalance or this balanced approach, although the sources of synergies are different.
On the strategic rationale for CACESA and the issue of excessive concentration of Chinese, João, it's a very good point. Actually, we see it exactly in the opposite sense. We are indeed very exposed to Chinese e-commerce. That's also, which is, as we all know, the fastest growing segment in e-commerce. And this is also why we've been growing so much ahead of other operators, given that exposure. By bringing customs clearance or by expanding significantly, because we already were in that part of the value chain, customs clearance for the same clients and this type of clients, we are indeed increasing significantly the stickiness and loyalty that they have, it will be much more difficult for them to move to a different last miler than if they have last mile and customs clearance together. Moreover, the offer of customs clearance and last mile integrated is almost irrefusable, because by doing the same thing at the same facility, I mean, by doing customs clearance plus sorting at the same facility, one provides to our customers at least one less day, and of course, a better cost than if they do that separately into different entities. And we've tested that with significant success with our San Fernando facility that is now operating for more than 1 year. So having said so, and coming to your question, maybe a little complimentary note, Cacesa also does customs clearance, for example, for Amazon, and is doing customs clearance for some of these customers in several geographies. But the fact that we are concentrating more on, let's say, Chinese revenues also reduces the risk we have in those Chinese revenues. So we have more volumes exposed to China, but less risk if you compute that as the additional stickiness that we provide. I believe that we have covered all the questions from João.
Okay, we will now take our next question from Antonio Slavich from AS Independent Research. Please go ahead. Your microphone is enabled. Antonio, if you wish to do a question, please unmute yourself.
Sorry. So on Cacesa deal, taking into consideration that you announced yesterday, so I don't know if you can provide some information. So you mentioned on the presentation yesterday that Cacesa processed 160 million of volumes. So I don't know if you can provide what kind of market share does it mean for the Spanish market, or what is the market share of Cacesa in the Spanish market? And why sales performed so well in 2022-23, and now on the last 12 months it not performed so well? And finally, just to understand, so DHL didn't know about Cacesa deal, so if they agree with Cacesa deal, they will pay around 25% of the amount that we are going to pay for Cacesa. Is that right? Thank you very much.
Yeah, the last question, is that right? Just with the minor adjustment of the expenses.
Okay.
On the 160 million, just to comment that the split on Spain, it's 100 million, and the other volumes are on other geographies. They are also very relevant on the UK-Europe flow, namely on Belgium, where they have a very strong business with Amazon. There are very much forms to see the market, although specifically on this B2C branch that I think you are commenting, there is no market data that we can comment at this moment.
Okay.
A bit more subjectively, I would compliment that by saying that Cacesa is most likely the market leader, and we just don't know how that computes vis-a-vis the full market.
Okay, and the strong performance, from my understanding, between
on the performance, we provided the last numbers that we saw or that were computed in the VDD, the first half of the year was underperforming because of the introduction of new services. So the investments related with the new service and the new geographies waited on their profitability, although not on their top line. As far as we understand, they are recovering on the second half of the year and to be continue to grow as on each we can comment that is a very similar path to ours because the sources of growth are also very aligned.
Okay, so the multiples were very attractive. There's any so any there's any there are any risks on the operation that we are not figuring out, because it seems that a very so it's it seems a very 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 positive deal. So there's something that we are not taking consideration, and some risks that we should pay attention, but we are not aware of it.
Antonio, we made our evaluation. We have assessed the risks. We had a pretty conventional process in terms of due diligence interaction in all fronts: legal, regulatory, operational, commercial, and in fact, the price we have provided is a combination that factors all those elements in a way that we believe is reasonable. And the multiple is a very interesting one, so we are very happy.
Okay. Okay. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from João Safara from Santander. Please go ahead. Your microphone is enabled.
Thank you. It's just a follow-up of what I have asked before. On the ramp up of this. So I understand now that so all the revenues in Portugal, they will start from year one. But how should we expect the, I mean, what should we expect to be the ramp up in Spain in terms of volumes coming from DHL?
So, Philippe, so the João,
No
sorry. It has been long days.
and short nights.
And short nights. So we so within the JV current perimeter, there are already B2C volumes that will be onboarding after shortly after the transaction. That will start to flow hopefully still in 2025. And then, of course, we'll have the normal dynamics of the DHL network continue to acquire new customers, and that will progressively flow through in 3 years. We should reach the run rate on the cost side, because we'll have few months on 25, that the profile should be fast, okay? Because we'll have the integration of DHL Portugal and of course the immediate synergies of specialization of networks coming from DHL Iberia, that will be faster reaching also the run rate on the third year, but should be like 80% on the first 2 years because the ramp up is faster on the cost side. I don't know if that was clear enough.
Yeah, so the number you mentioned in your presentation, the 1.25 billion euros, I mean, assuming there's no growth, obviously, and there will be, so that should be the number that we should expect in 3 years' time.
Yeah.
Very clear. Thank you.
What I would suggest is that if Philippe cannot ask questions, we will go through the questions that we got nonetheless, and then we will touch base offline.
Okay, so I presume I think, and we had a bit difficulty in the first question. I think that it was regarding split synergies and why are we splitting them equally. This one has been already answered. Then CACESA, what would be the equity contribution and EBIT margin? I believe it's also covered. The fact that there is a lower EBIT margin for DHL was already covered, but just trying to repeat a little bit. They are suffering from an inefficient B2C operation. They tried to rescue that and didn't work okay. And this is in fact one of the reasons why they were open to a partnership with a very, I mean, with a specialized entity. Yes.
Then there in 23 there was some conjunctural issues because they replaced the sorters on the two main hubs, so Madrid in Getafe and Barcelona Santa Perpetua, and as such they had to operate with manual operations for sorting that we, as you can imagine, it's much more expensive than doing that through a machine. So they have these two effects. So I think we should expect a re-rating on their profitability going forward. In terms of pre-arrangement of result distribution, let's see, we have this provision of distributing at least 50% of the net income, and the parties can agree to go above of that.
And that, with this, I believe that we have covered all of Philip's late questions.
But we are available to.
Yes, we are available, of course, to keep interacting with all of you, and naturally also Philip. As always, so please keep with us. The joke is no longer. I'm stealing a joke. Is not. Stay tuned. Because we're going to rest for a while now, but of course we are very happy to keep interacting with you and helping with your analysis, namely through our IR team. Thank you for coming. It's been a great week, and hope to be with you soon.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Feliz Natal.
Thank you.
Feliz Natal.
Yeah. Let's go.